Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. And taking a look here at some of the latest action we have for you from high school action last night. A lot of track meets and a lot of golf and tennis going on, as well as some soccer around the area. A lot of high school action on a Thursday night. And we'll start off with some of those track meets results we have for you here from the area. First off, the Glenwood girls had their Ram relays on Thursday, as Glenwood took home the team crown with 216 points. Harlan finished in second with 150.5, followed by Clarinda in third, Creston in fourth. Atlantic finished fifth with 50.5 team points. The rest of the field was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, Logan Magnolia, Council Bluffs Lewis Central, Abraham Lincoln, and then Riverside, rounding out the 10 teams. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic won the 3,000-meter run with a time of 11:53.61. There in that Ram relays meet there last night in Glenwood on the girls' side. Also on the girls' side last night, it was the Tri-Center Girls Invitational. Carroll won that one with a 92 team points, followed by Trainer in second with 88. Tri-Center finished third with 80. Underwood finished fourth, and Woodbine finishing fifth. Other teams from the area finishing there were Denison Schleswig in 6th, Fremont Mills 7th, Nottoway Valley 8th, Griswold 9th, Missouri Valley 10th, AHST, West Harrison, and Booyer Valley rounded out the field. Nottoway Valley's Destiny Scar won the 3,000-meter run with a time of 11:12.16, and the Wolverines won the 800 sprint medley as well. Tri-Center had two individual winners and also three team event winners there in that meet there for the Tri-Center girls invite last night. Also, the Shenandoah Philly relays took place in Shan last night. It was a Shenandoah winning easily, 161 team points as they outdistanced the field. Mount Air finished in second with 97 team points, followed by Stanton, Sydney, Central Decatur, Red Oak, Essex, Nishnabotna, Clarinda Academy, and South Page rounding out the field there at that meet. In boys' meets last night, the Underwood boys' Eagle relays took place, and Missouri Valley was the team champion just by a point. They finished with 69 team points, a point ahead of Trainer with 68. Fremont Mills a close third with 65. Underwood with 64 in fourth, and West Harrison with 63 in fifth. Logan Magnolia with 61 there in sixth. So just 18 points separating first from sixth there in that meet last night. Griswold, Sydney, West Central Valley, Tri-Center, Woodbine, Riverside, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and Exira EHK rounded out the field there. Griswold won the 400-meter relay with the team of Derek Kirkhoff, Mason Boucher, Grant Haynes, and Kenneth Clary. They had a time of 46.4 in that event. Also, the Griswold 1600 medley team of Kenneth Clary, Grant Haynes, Jordan Vetter, and Jacob Moss won with a time of 3:51.7. And also another boys' action last night, it was the Clark Boys Track Invitational. Knoxville won that one with 147 team points, followed by Clark in second with 86. Nottoway Valley in third with 73. Sheridan finished fourth with 63. Van Meter finished fifth with 58. Southwest Valley, I-35, and Central Decatur rounding out the field. Nottoway Valley finished the meet with two gold medalists as Shane Braheny won the 3,200-meter run with a personal record of 10:41.99, and Heath Downing won the 1,600-meter run with a personal best time of 4:59.47. The Wolverines also had two silver medalists and four bronze finishes there in that meet last night. Colton Drake of Southwest Valley won the high jump by clearing 6 feet even. And you can find the full results for all those track meets on our website at KJN.com on the sports page. There's a link there on each one of those results stories. Also, other high school action for you last night. Taking a look here first off at some soccer play. It was Glenwood and Harlan meeting up for a boy-girl doubleheader played at Creighton University yesterday. The Glenwood girls picked up a victory over Harlan 4-0 as they outshot them there in that one with 38 shots and 25 shots on goal. Sydney Stiver scored twice there for Glenwood. Also on the boys' side of that doubleheader, it was Glenwood defeating Harlan as well, 2-1, as they pick up that win there. Also in other soccer action, in girls' play, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey over Knoxville, 8-1. Haley Gross scored 4 goals there for Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey in that one. Also the other girls' scores, Riverside over AHST, 4-3. That game went to penalty kicks. And then also in the girls' side, it was Bondurant Farrar, 10-0 over Carroll. In boys soccer, other than that Glenwood Harlan score, it was Riverside over Atlantic 5-2 yesterday. Creston finished Denison Schleswig 2-1 in overtime, and West Central Valley was a 6-1 winner over Missouri Valley. Let's look there at soccer action from last night. Turning our attention now to the golf course, and it was the Lewis Central Golf Tournament at Fox Run yesterday. Atlantic picks up a victory there in that one with a team stroke total of 303 as they beat out East Mills, who has finished in second with 319. Shenandoah had 321 for third, Nottoway Valley with 328 strokes for fourth, and Omaha Ron Colley finished fifth. Evan Schuler of Atlantic won the tournament. He shot a one-under round of 70 to win that one. That was a little bit delayed in the morning due to the cold temperatures, but they got that going, and Schuler there with a great day to pick up the win for himself and the team victory there for the Trojans. Also in boys golf, it was Griswold over Clarinda 277-297 as James Reynolds led the medalist spot there for Griswold with a round of 38. IKM Manning also picked up a meet win over Audubon 171-184. Also in girls golf, Atlantic defeating Lewis Central 172-268 last night. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist with a round of 38. Also, Audubon picked up a win over IKM Manning 222-246. In tennis action, on the boys' side, it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic, a clean sweep there, 9-0. Harlan swept Audubon as well, 9-0. It was Red Oak over Southwest Valley, 9-0. And Shenandoah beat Abraham Lincoln, 7-2. In girls tennis, Lewis Central over Atlantic 6-3, Harlan beat Audubon 8-1, and Red Oak a 9-0 sweep over Southwest Valley. That's a look there at those tennis results as well from last night. So lots of high school action taking place, and that's your rundown. You can find all those as well on our website at kjn.com on the sports page. In Major League Baseball, last night, a game you heard here on KJN, Adam Wainwright authored a gem as the St. Louis right-hander stymied Washington on just two hits in the Cardinals' 8-0 rout of the Nationals. Wainwright allowed a pair of singles, Ian Desmond's infield hit in the second, and Adam LaRoche's single in the ninth. He struck out eight. It's the 17th career complete game and seventh shutout there for Wainwright. He's 3-1 here this season. We'll have the Cardinals in the Nationals for you again tonight, 5:10, the pregame here on KJN with a 6:05 first pitch, and they'll continue that series as well over the weekend. And other Major League Baseball action for you from yesterday's play. It was the Minnesota Twins playing a game in very cold temperatures as they picked up a victory and got eight scoreless innings from winning pitcher Kyle Gibson in a 7-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Other scores, it was Philadelphia over Atlanta 1-0. Detroit beat Cleveland 7-5. Texas over Seattle 8-6. Dodgers beat San Francisco 2-1. Colorado over San Diego 3-1. It was Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 11-2. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 10-2. And Minnesota beat Toronto 9-5, as we mentioned, in the second half of the doubleheader. They played two games yesterday, 7-0 in the first one and 9-5 in the second game, the Twins. And Boston was a 3-1 winner over the White Sox, and Kansas City a 5-1 winner over Houston as they pick up a sweep in that series. Well, the NBA has a couple of days off here before they get going actually tomorrow with their playoff action. Four games on Saturday. It will be Brooklyn at Toronto, Golden State at the Clippers, Atlanta at Indiana, and Memphis at Oklahoma City. On Sunday, four games as well. Dallas at San Antonio, Charlotte at two-time NBA champion Miami, Washington visits Chicago, and Portland is on the road to take on Houston. And in the National Hockey League, Stanley Cup playoffs have been going for two nights, and already there have been three overtime games. Two of those thrillers were last night. In the longest game in St. Louis Blues history, Alexander Steen scored at 26 seconds of the third overtime to give the Blues a 4-3 victory over the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks. Ryan Miller blanked the Blackhawks after Patrick Kane scored on a breakaway to put Chicago up 3-2 late in the first period. Both teams face a short turnaround with Game 2 coming up on Saturday afternoon. Also in other NHL action, Paul Stastny was the hero for the Colorado Avalanche in their 5-4 win over upset-minded Minnesota. Stastny forced overtime with a goal with 13.4 seconds left in regulation, and he ended it with a goal 7:27 into overtime. That's the Avalanche's first playoff victory since 2010. Brad Richards and Derek Stepan scored power play goals 47 seconds apart in the third period, and the Rangers beat Philadelphia 4-1 in their NHL playoff opener. The Rangers have beaten the Flyers 9 straight times at Madison Square Garden. They held Philadelphia to 1 shot on goal in the final period. San Jose built a 5-goal lead after 2 periods and doubled up the LA Kings 6-3. Joe Thornton, Thomas Hertl, and Patrick Marleau got the Sharks off to a fast start with all first period goals. And the, of course, Stanley Cup playoffs will continue now here tonight and tomorrow as well, with some teams having a couple of days off before they get game number 2 in of their series. Also, a couple of notes here for you as well from college basketball. Duke's Jabari Parker is hoping to become Duke's latest one-and-done star to become the number 1 pick in the NBA draft. The 6'8 All-American forward said Thursday he'll enter the NBA draft after being the highest-scoring freshman in Duke history. Kentucky guard James Young has announced that he will enter the NBA draft, becoming the first of the Wildcats' heralded freshmen to turn pro. The 6'6 Young led Kentucky with 82 three-pointers last season. He was one of 6 high school All-American recruits on the Wildcats. And the UCLA basketball team and its fans got some good news when Jordan Adams announced he will return for his junior season and won't enter the NBA draft. Adams led the Bruins in scoring with 17.4 points per game, was the second leading rebounder with 5.3 per game, and set the school single-season steals record with 95. He was named a first-team All-Pac-12 player this past season. And the St. Louis Cardinals as well announced that right-hander Joe Kelly has been put on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left hamstring. He got hurt while trying to beat out a bunt attempt on the fourth inning of the Cardinals' 5-1 loss to the Brewers on Wednesday. He's 1-1 on the season with a 5.9 ERA in 3 starts here this year. That's a look at the latest sports for you here this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.